Greta, what songs do you associate with your youth? Can you sing a line or two?
Oh, pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Because this is the war years. I grew up at Balhanna, and I was at the Oakbank Area School for 9 years at the one school. And it was during the war years, and I can remember like yesterday of the army marching up to Woodside Camp and the tanks and the military things. It's not forgotten, it is like yesterday. But we didn't realise I was like you and didn't realise the seriousness of it all. And that is very upstanding in my youth.
Do you have any stories or information relating to World War One or Two?
Only what I just told you. And I had, I was an only child, and I had no relatives in the war. Nobody in the war, because they were all on farms. And you see, the farmers had to produce food, and so they weren't called up to go to the war.
Are there any special heirlooms, photos, or other
memorabilia
that have been passed down in your family that would like to mention?
Well, there's a photo there behind. See that little baby there? That's me, 86 years ago. And I reckon Mum was not far away, because I was only sitting on that chair and I could have toppled very easy, ready to catch. And in the second drawer is a little pair of booties. That's one. That was my booties. That's what they were like, little leather. Little leather booties.
Do you remember any fads from your youth, popular hairstyle or clothes?
Popular hairstyles, it was very simple in those days. In the war years, things were very simple because there was no money around and didn't have many clothes.
What sort of hobbies did you have?
My hobby was playing the piano. You can see over there the results and up the top of my piano playing. The awards I got and the photos of the choir, St. Petri Singers. One is 1989, the other one is 1998. And then the leader did a resume on my life of piano. Fantastic. The St. Petri Singers. We weren't St. Petri Church only, we were an ecumenical choir. We were from all denominations, but we travelled all over the state and we drove. I was a driver and, you know, someone drove with us because we were all safe. And yeah, they were wonderful years. And behind there on the is the Vintage Festival, 1991. I'm plumb in the middle down the bottom there in green blouse and a big hat. We were in Vintner's vineyard, singing German songs out in the vineyard.
Do you have any memories of vintage festivals back in the 60s?
Or oh, early they 70s? Were wonderful. They were wonderful. Each town tried to outdo the other with floats. Yes. Not like today. They were made floats where people spent time in decorating them.
Did the technology change through the years?
Oh, yes. The technology has changed. Everything was very simple in those days. Everything was done simple. The grapes were put on trucks and just driven to the vineyard, to the wineries, and pitched off with fork, all by hand, all done the hard way.
What types of things did you learn while being educated at school?
I learned dressmaking, cooking, of course, being a girl. But then I had a teacher, I had science, and I didn't like science because I could play the piano and I played for classes for their singing lessons. And I missed out on my science class. But during one of the science lessons, I, "Please, sir, of what use is a science to a girl?" Then I got a lecture.
Was there a choir or a band at your school? If there was, were you in them?
Yes, there was a fife band. If you know what a fife is, they're a little one that you play this way. I wonder where my fife is. And we caught the train at the Oak Bank Area School and went up to the Woodside Army Camp, where we disembarked and marched up to the camp, to the army camp, and playing the fife and the drums. And another thing I did was I went for a music exam down to Adelaide. I was 14 and I had all my top teeth out. So I was minus my top teeth, much embarrassed. And we went to the Cheer Up Hut. The Cheer Up Hut was sort of where the casino is now. It was a gathering place for soldiers on leave. And we played a piano duet there.
What town in the Barossa Valley did you live in?
Nuriatipa.
Can you recall any particular shops?
Oh, there was Hambers. Hambers was a dress material shop, which was where all the ladies went, and clothing. And then, of course, the community store was only a little shop at the time. It was only very small. Three lovely children here.
Thank you.
Lovely looking children. Do you like school?
Yep.
I enjoy it. I love music as well. I play the piano as
Do
well.
You?
Yeah.
Practice.
I play the trumpet and the drums.
Do you?
Mm. Yeah. I used to play the saxophone, but now I left and I'm playing sport a lot more.
Yes. But if you're doing music, keep practicing. I was fortunate in that I just wanted to learn the piano, just learn the music, learn to play. Never did I realise what I ended up doing, because I was organist in the Uniting Church for 49 years, and I could play the pipe organ, and I played the big one down in Tanunda. That was absolute magic to have been able to play that.
Thank you very much, Greta.
Thank you
for your time this morning.
It wasn't that hard after all.
No, and it's nice and relaxed. You're a very interesting person.
Do you think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've travelled a lot in Australia, and there's a lot to see in Australia. Do it if you can. Do it if you can.